Hi, and welcome. Hi, and welcome to the Diva Laser Lives first ever show on Block Talk Radio. Tonight, the Diva Spy Network and I will be discussing the Daytime Emmy Awards. I will be introducing them soon. We are doing this live with no safety net, no life preservers, and no stunt doubles. For those of you that don't follow my blog, I have a blog about Days of Our Lives at divaofdaysofourlives.blogspot.com, where we discuss days in the Days Online community. Tonight is only a half an hour show, so please call in about the Emmys only. Our guest phone number is 914-338-1239. It is a long-distance call to New York. As a warning, tonight's Emmy broadcast has caused many Diva Spy Network members to swear, so get the kids out of the room. There is also a super cool chat room to discuss this show live. Lots of fun smileys and backgrounds in the chat room. I'll try to ask questions from the chat room also if you're unable to call. But you do have to register first to get into the chat. Now to our first Diva Spy Network member. Let's get on the air. Saddle shoes, you there?
Yes, I'm here. Hi, Diva.
Hi. Okay, next we have is Fancy Face.
Hello.
I just have to pick on you a little bit. You only got 1.5 right in your predictions.
Go figure. Everyone that I heard, every place I read, only a few people got a few of them right. It was a very surprising show tonight. Except for Bold and Beautiful win. Everyone thought Bold and Beautiful would win Best Show.
Yeah. And I'm going to introduce our last person to the program, our last co-host. This is Queen of the Night.
Hi, Diva. How are you?
Good. How are you doing today?
Pretty good.
Okay. Well, I'm going to go through the list of winners, and then we can all discuss everything. Okay. Julie Berman won Best Younger Actress. Tamara Braun from Days won Best Supporting Actress. Darren Brooks won Best Younger Actor. Best Writing went to General Hospital. Supporting Male Actor went to Vincent Irizarry and Jeff Branson. Lead Actress was Susan Haskell. Lead Actor was Christian LeBlanc. One Life to Live won Best Directing. And the Best Show was Bold and Beautiful. So let's go with Saddle Shoes. What was your what-the-fuck moment tonight?
How about Darren Brooks?
Man.
I just cannot believe they picked him instead of Blake. Oh, what a fiasco.
Fancy Face, don't you agree? What was your what-the-fuck moment tonight?
Oh, I definitely agree. Darren Brooks was a big shocker, and Tamara Braun was a shocker for me. I thought her storyline was so over the top, and I like her. I like the actress, and I like the vets that she worked with and all that, but I really just didn't think that she was going to have a chance, and she overcame the odds. So.
And Queen of the Night, what was your what-the-fuck moment?
Well, I had two what-the-fuck moments, and Darren fucking Brooks was one of them. I was shocked. I agree that Blake Bearer should have won over him. And also, I think Days of Our Lives, the clip that they showed was very poorly done. They didn't have any of the vets or any of the scene from the plane crash that actually got them the nomination.
That
was pretty dumb.
Yeah, I've been reading all night. I think the biggest what-the-fuck moment was, Darren Brooks swearing on stage. That was a bit odd.
Yeah, they cut him off, yes.
Well, yeah, and he should have been cut off. And then I saw everybody online is really mad. They showed a Days montage. They did not have any vets on there. The six vets were fired were not shown at all. Some people were saying that they were showing clips from 2009 and 2007. And some of her stuff, like Love in the Elevator, was featured on the montage. So I guess Love in the Elevator is Emmy-worthy. But then the stuff that got him the...
And I hated the song, too.
Oh, yeah. And,
don't even know what it was.
It should have been Love in the Elevator. That would have been appropriate.
That would be a good one, yeah.
I'm surprised no one's made a montage with Love in the Elevator. I mean, oh well. I'm an Aerosmith fan, so what can I say? Yeah, that's what everybody's complaining about online from what I've seen is the terrible montage they did and how real it was that that's how the best show nomination were featured, like Stephen and Mary Beth. But kind of makes you wonder what they were thinking. Yeah.
Yeah, they were willing to put in. They were willing to put in the scenes that would they thought would win them, but they weren't willing to. They weren't willing to use them as. They weren't willing to showcase it and show that's what they're going to get if you turn in because that's not what you're going to get. So
yeah.
I guess truth in advertising. Truth in advertising, they got 100%, but for showing what they for showing what got nominated, they got a big fat zero.
Right. They didn't even show Sean Brady, you know, the dying on the plane. I mean, that was a big moment, you know. And they just don't want to remind the viewers of what they've lost, you know.
I understand that the producers for B&B didn't even get to come up and say anything. They cut them off.
The show ran over.
Yeah.
It looked to me like they were so obviously running out of time because you notice at the very beginning they were showing the clips of the actors, the supporting actor and younger actress, they showed their clips. And then right around supporting actress, no more clips. They were all gone, you know, so I think that tells you right there that they thought they'd have a lot more time than they really had.
Yeah, they didn't show any clips for actor and lead actor and actress. That's unbelievable.
Well, I was shocked. Yeah, that was only a two-hour show because we would have scheduled it earlier, but it was, you know, I would know it was only 2 hours, but that's too much to cram in for 2 hours. Plus you have to do, what, the children's programs and the TV talk shows, and that's too much to cram in for 2 hours.
Yeah.
And a fashion show.
They put on a fashion show?
I mean, the whole freaking show is a fashion show. It doesn't make any sense to me.
No musical numbers?
Well, that's why I can't stand about the Oscars. You know, it's like, yeah, let's get to the point. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, let's take a caller.
Oh.
We got a caller. Let's go to area code 314. Hello, caller.
Hi, Diva.
Hi, what's up?
First of all, I'd like to say I'm honored to be speaking with you.
Oh, you're so sweet.
I've been so excited about this because I've been reading your blogs.
Thank you.
You know, I was a huge Days of Our Lives fan. I mean, you could not have gotten a bigger fan than me. I watched my whole life. You know, my mom watched, my grandmother watched, my great-grandmother watched for years.
Mm-hmm.
I weathered so many storms, you know, with the show.
Yeah.
But I'm no longer, a viewer. And it just, all the changes, it just does not feel at all like the same show. And especially with, you know, Stephen and Mary Beth being fired and the manner in which they were treated while they were on, it just really affected me that much. I mean, I loved the show, so I could never imagine myself, you know, feeling the way that I do about the show that now. Mm-hmm. But to me, you know, I have to say something. Normally, normally I kind of feel like I like when people are classy, but a few people in my family and some other people noticed that when Marad and McGraw was talking about Days of Our Lives and mentioned storytelling, there was a slight boo in the audience.
Mm.
I don't know if any of the other listeners heard that, but there was a slight boo in the audience. I thought that was kind of interesting. You know, normally I think shows should be kept, classy and that kind of thing left out. But I'm sorry to admit, I kind of appreciated hearing it. But anyway, but I just want to tell you that I really like your blogs and your honesty and how you just cut to the heart of everything.
Thank you so much.
And I'm so glad you're on tonight. It's really exciting.
Yeah, we're all excited about it. And we're not sure how often we're going to do this. But it depends on our schedules. But yeah.
I don't think it's going to happen, but I just hope my old show comes back. But I don't know. Don't think it's going to happen, though. But anyway, but thanks for, you know, thanks for your blogs and everything.
Sure, you're welcome. Thanks for calling.
Thanks, Diva.
Well, that was really nice.
So the audience booed. Oh, yay.
I must have missed that. I missed that.
You would have, it was interesting.
I have to replay the DVD so I can hear that over and over.
Yeah. Well, that should be a YouTube clip.
Yes.
That happened. If I didn't catch either, that should be on YouTube. I did notice that Tamara Braun and Darren Brooks both thanked Ed Scott. So that was interesting. I was hoping more actors from Days would win just so Ed Scott would get more shout-outs. So what do you guys think about that? What do you think about that?
I was
that
glad they thanked Ed Scott, but they're both off the show. They don't have to worry about what they say.
They thanked Ed A, too.
I kind of wonder if Peter had won, what he would have said.
What Peter, yeah. I was curious to hear what Peter would have said if he won.
Yeah. I was curious. I was curious what Corday would have said if he would have won. I mean,
yeah.
You know,
stuck his foot in his mouth probably another time. That's what I was to hear.
Well, yeah.
Was he in the audience? I didn't see.
I'm assuming he was.
And Corday? Yeah.
I didn't see Corday.
I didn't see him.
I kind of wonder if Tomlin would have gone up. Was he there?
Yeah. I don't know. Does anybody know what Gary Tomlin looks like? Am I, or have any idea?
Okay.
No, I don't.
He has a beard.
He has a beard.
At least he did in one picture I saw. Yeah.
I didn't really see a whole lot of, like, even the Days cast and the audience. They didn't really show the audience too much.
Hmm. Oh, I've been hearing about the red carpet that Nelson Bronco wasn't too impressive tonight. So anybody watch the... Anybody watch the douchebag tonight?
I hear that he couldn't even read off his cue cards.
Kind of stumbled a bit.
Was he holding him like right?
Not what I expected, but I don't know what I expected. So.
Sorry, you guys are cracking me up. Yeah.
Were you well,
at- yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. So, you guys think Nelson will be asked back next year?
Well, I wonder if CW will be asked back next year.
Right. That's the real suspense, is will there be a show next year?
Yeah.
At all?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Will Days be around next year?
Well,
that's true.
A good point, too, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if the show was impressive enough for the CW to pick it up again.
Mm-hmm.
Now.
Yeah, but, you know, yeah. Any more Big Bird and Elmo, that's the problem.
Well, I guess I have to find out what kind of ratings they were expecting.
Yeah.
And then see what they...
Well, hopefully the children will be fed by next year, too. That's really important.
a lot of comments in the chat room, too.
Oh, yeah, even look at that. Thanks for reminding me. I need to look at that.
Some of them need to call in.
Well, if you guys see a question in the chat room, go ahead and, ask it. I forgot to check.
They're all laughing about Darren cussing.
Okay, all right. We have some comments like, Tomlin looks like a douchebag. And
well,
I,
he must have been there.
And Ravy says, I still say Jamie Gibbons was holding a big fart his entire sitting there. Oh, okay, that's pretty funny. Oh, God. For you guys listening, you need to go to the chat room. It's hysterical.
Well, he was very restrained.
Okay,
I
some of the
to
things
his podcast
are going on
right
about.
Off.
I don't know. He might have been, like, scared to death, too, Jamie.
Oh, yeah.
I'm curious.
Serious. I don't know.
I wonder if he's ever been on air before, on camera before.
Maybe not.
I don't know. I guess we'll find out.
I would have thought they would have asked and then done a little rehearsal, but maybe that would cost money.
Someone said the show should have been called the Vanessa Williams Show.
I know, she's not even on that network. She's on ABC.
Mm.
Well, I thought the beginning where she had the scenes with the different, you know, the shows, like, you know, with in Bold and the Beautiful and General
right.
Hospital, and she was, that was cute, but it was such
that
a Billy Crystal ripoff from the Oscars, you know, I mean, it wasn't exact, but it was cute.
Yeah,
it was,
yeah, it was done to Too Good, You're Too Good to Be True.
Yeah.
And she kind of like was playing up to the different actors, like Tony Geary and all them.
Mm-hmm.
That was kind of cute.
Yeah, so it's the, should they rename the lead actor category the Christian LeBlanc Tony Geary award?
Yeah.
They ought to.
The
it's
same
been,
ones
what,
over
four
and
five
over.
Years in a row.
And that's why I think the Emmys have such a bad rep, is it's not... Tony Geary is a good actor, Christian LeBlanc is a good actor, but there are other good actors in the soaps than just the same ones. When you have Susan Lucci nominated 20 million times, you have Tony Geary winning 6 or 7 times, it just
mm-hmm.
makes the people that are nominating look so narrow-minded and not thinking outside of their own narrow vision of who they think is talented. I just don't understand... how they can judge the show the way they do. It makes it a joke.
It doesn't help when Tony Geary's performance he won for last time was even worse than the first one he won for. So, I mean, they're not getting better.
Well,
and they're certainly not getting creative.
No, well, it was a total showcase. It was obvious, look at me and look how many different roles I can act and be funny. And it's like, okay, great, we know Tony Geary can do this. But was it anything groundbreaking or shocking or surprising? No. I mean, I think Peter Reckle, who I
was barely amusing
for, got some, it really was touching and gave a moving performance, something we're not used to seeing Bo Brady do, you know, over, for many years. And you know, I think he was totally, you know, shoved aside for just more of the same old boy, you know, the same stuff. So it's a shame. It's a shame they can't think outside of that little narrow box they're in.
I like Kristen LeBlanc's performance, but I was really disappointed, and this shouldn't say anything about his acting ability, but the episode itself, they didn't even try and make their ripoff of It's a Wonderful Life any different. They followed it pretty much verbatim.
Mm-hmm.
So I was hoping that might make the voters think twice, but apparently not.
That's what bothered me about LeBlanc and Tony Geary. Was the writers obviously write episodes for them to specifically be nominated for Emmys. That's
yeah.
what both those episodes, yeah. I mean, they're kind of, in a way, kind of Blissey Stunnish type episodes. Just like Dina Higley, when she won her Best Writer for One Life to Live, she does politically stunt storylines, you know, like the plane crash, this, that, and everything else. But her storylines throughout the year just absolutely suck. But she does, you know, non-sucky episode for a week or two, and she wins an Emmy. And it's really obvious with LeBlanc and Geary that the writers cater to them at least, you know, a couple episodes a year so they can get nominated. And
it's
I just
really
don't think. No, go ahead.
It's really obvious when you watch the reels which ones are performances that are part of a larger storyline and which ones were written specifically to get somebody an Emmy.
You're right.
In my opinion.
Oh, right.
Gary's and LeBlanc's were so self-indulgent. It was
right. And the thing is, with LeBlanc's reel, he was mainly reacting. He was just reacting to the different supporting characters in the situation. But I don't think it was even a very active reel, you know, for him. It was basically just a lot of reaction shots and the same thing over and over.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just
and when
don't
he
get
got
it.
To the actual, and when he got to the actual part of it where he has to break down because he realizes that everybody in his life is screwed up because he's dead,
mm-hmm.
it lasted 2 seconds, literally 2 seconds.
Wow.
That's the part of it that should have lasted, and we should have gotten a reaction out of him, and
mm-hmm.
it was. The jokes.
I'm so glad you guys watched the clips.
It was fun, actually.
Oh, good.
Yes, I watch Peters and I watch Rachel Melvins, and I have to say they did both make me tear up. But I kind of thought Peggy McKay kind of stole the scene with Peter Reckle.
I think Peggy McKay did better than Peter, actually.
Yeah, I did. Even Christian was kind of, Alfonso was kind of stealing.
I'll go with you with that, yeah. And I know because the Christian Alfonso has never gotten any sort of nomination or acclaim for anything she's done, and she has done some kick-ass storylines over the years. And, you know, Three Cheers for Peter Reckle got a nomination, but, you know, I think it's a crime that Christian Alfonso didn't get a nomination for the Zach storyline
or for the JT
storyline. She's done so much good work, and I hope someday she gets something.
Yeah, I totally thought, I think Ariane Zucker should have gotten nominated. And like I said before, with the blog with Peggy McKay was fantastic last year. With the way she reacted when Sean Sr. died, I mean, it just tore you up. But she was so strong about it. You know what I mean? She her back on her back. She didn't collapse. She was just like, she just kind of took on the, all right, I'm the head of the family mantle now. And she was great when Les's face died. Max's father, Trent Robbins. She was wonderful with that, too. How she was taking the fall. I thought she was fantastic.
She was fantastic.
Ari was great,
and
too, when Nicole lost the baby.
Yeah. And we don't know what
she
Ari
really
admitted. Oh, my gosh,
The thing about watching all the other tapes, though, is that you get to see what the writing is like on the other shows. And it's. I think it might be what lost Blake his Emmy, because the writing, his acting was amazing, but the writing and the directing was a little, it wasn't as good as it could have been, and I think that might have had something to do with it. Mm-hmm. People look at it and they see it doesn't flow like the other clips are watching, and so instead of seeing that this is the writing or the directing, they put it on the actor.
And it's hard to tell when you're just, I'm sure most of them are only looking at the clips. I think that they're told only to look at the clips. And if the clips, I mean, you do have to have sort of the writing and the directing and everything in place for that actor, because they don't know the backstory or you know, how good this actor was in other performances. They only have what they see. So if anything's off with that or doesn't translate, then that automatically puts that actor at a disadvantage with the other ones. I agree. I think that's why Blake Barris got shafted. I really wanted him to win.
Yeah, he did. But I have a hard time understanding, too, because the people voting for this are other actors. They're in that situation. I don't understand why they don't see that.
Well, they don't have time to watch all the soaps all the time, you know. They can
but they shouldn't have to watch all the soaps. They should be able to watch the reels and see that. They're in that situation every day unless they don't. Unless they're on a show where that doesn't happen and they don't understand, maybe, how it's different on another show.
Well, with the primetime Emmys, there's no pre-noms. People are just submitted, and I think they just pick their category, and that's it. And basically they get nominated based on reputation. It's not the way it goes.
I'm not sure how it works.
They don't do pre-noms. It's just, you know. I think you just select what category you want and then hope for the best. But, you know. Oh, man, it's getting naughty in the chat already.
I was just looking in the chat and getting back to the day's montage. Somebody said something about maybe the reason that they didn't use the vests is because they may have had to pay them if they showed them in the montage.
Oh, my God.
No, they don't have to pay them.
No.
God forbid that Deidre Hall should get one more penny from Days for Anything. It's just a shame, you know, because, they were the talent. They were very much responsible for making that plane crash show work, and it's very insulting to them. If I were any of them, I would be so insulted right now.
Well, and Ed Scott, I think it was a good thing he snubbed them, because they snubbed him.
Well, kudos to the actors that mentioned him. I'm glad that the actors mentioned him so he isn't totally forgotten in all this rewriting and reinvention of days, that some people actually remember what made it work to get them to the freaking Emmys.
You just swear. Go ahead.
Swear in the chat room. It's still going on.
Yeah, they're talking about. Yeah, and butt plugs. I don't even want to know what that's all about.
The first time I heard it mentioned was in regards to Jamie, so I don't know.
Oh, the Jamie thing.
They've been
making
someone gain 10 pounds per show.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so, yeah. So who got robbed more, Peter, Blake, or Rachel?
I think Blake.
Blake,
yeah.
I actually have to go with Peter because I really think he was – I think he was in the toughest situation because everyone's saying, oh, it might be Christian or it might be Tony Geary, and I think he was – but I really think he gave the strongest performance out of all the reels of the best actors, and I think he got shafted the most. As you in the pre-show, all three, you know, Stephanie and Nelson and Jamie all said Peter Reckles should win, but so-and-so is going to win. And the fact that they even have to say that shows you what a joke the Emmys are. If someone should win, then let them win.
Well, we got 3 minutes to go, so let's go to the real important stuff, which is best dress, worst dress. So what do you guys think?
Right. Tamara Braun was best dressed.
Tamara Braun looked wonderful. She had the body to pull off that dress. It was. I'm not usually a fan of just, you know, plain black dress or just a dark dress because I usually find them boring, but it really worked. There was interesting kind of like pattern to it, that, and her hair was great, and I thought she definitely won hands down for me.
Yes, and I didn't like Rachel's dress at all. The big bow was too much.
That reminded me of Bjork at the Oscars with the big, I don't know if anyone remembers, the big swan dress. I saw it and I'm like, is she trying to be Bjork? Because at first it looked like a weird bird dress to me. And then I realized it was like a flower, a big like flower or something in front. And I don't know, someone called the fashion police on her because she bombed. I liked her hair.
That's good. You know, I always had a pet peeve with Rachel's hair. Was it? She always had bizarre highlights, and it was kind of asymmetrical, and sometimes it was curly, and sometimes it was straight. That's good. Her hair looked good. So what about the guys? Who was hot?
Oh, Rick Hurst. But
yeah.
On days, well, you know, Peter Reckle looks strange with those glasses on during the pre-show, the sunglasses or whatever. He looked kind of cute, but strange.
I kind of liked his hair and his suit that he wore. His hair was different.
I thought Darren's dress kind of dorky,
like,
to tell you the truth.
Really?
Because he had like a yellow tie and a blue shirt, and I was like, what? That kind of looked mismatchy to me. Yeah, I liked his hair. It was different. It was retro.
Yeah.
I thought Blake Barrett
looked
wonderful,
like from the 40s
from what little I
type
saw
of look.
I read somewhere on the one of the message boards, someone said he looked like a banker.
Yeah, you could say that. You could say that.
Okay, so how about James and JKJ? How were they looking?
Oh, hot as usual.
They looked great. Yeah.
JKJ and Marini looked nice together. Oh, yes.
Don't forget Gilles.
Gilles, yeah.
Mr. Hottie. Anyone watches Mr. Dancing Hottie. With the Stars misses him.
Yes, he could be on daytime, yeah. Yeah.
He should be a Demira. I keep saying
that. Yes, he should. Andre's son.
Ooh.
Now give him an excuse to bring Andre or Tony back.
He could be Tony or Andre.
Be with his long-lost relative, Gilles Marini. It works for me.
Yeah. He looks like a Demira, definitely.
Well, maybe Andre. Andre could have a sibling. We never, never really explored Andre's family. He'd have a child. He could have a brother. Awesome.
Yes, because we don't know anything about his family, really, besides just his connection to Stefano. So, sure, he could have a long-lost brother come out from somewhere or a long-lost son or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you guys so much tonight. We're wrapping up our show already. Do you believe that?
Oh,
wow.
Really? Oh, that's not problem already.
I know.
We're
going to
do it longer next time.
Yeah, next time. I know, but, let's pick a night when, no one has to go to work the next day. Well, thank you so much, Queen of the Night and Fancy Faze and Saddle Shoes, for calling. And thanks for our Scorky caller today. Thank you so much. That all your kind comments. So until next time, everybody, thank you so much.
Thank you. It was fun.
Thank you. Good night.
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 Night, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for joining our show. We'll talk to you later.